Boyd Matheson divides rage from reason on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, we're staying with the conversation when it comes to graduation, commencement exercises happening around the state and across the country. And while a lot of the attention on college campuses has been in the space of protest and problems, there's also a host of really important messages that are being delivered. And someone who's going to be down at Utah Valley University speaking at their commencement is someone who understands, I think, what the essence of Utah Valley is all about. I've often described the students down there as gritty, tenacious, scrappy. And Jamie Kern-Lima is co-founder of IT Cosmetics, a company she ultimately sold to L'Oreal. And she's also a best-selling author, a speaker, a champion of women, a philanthropist, and probably 27 other things all before 9 a.m. And Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
What a great thing to be down there with the graduates at Utah Valley University, the commencement ceremony happening. And give us a sense in terms of how you're approaching this. You've been in so many big boardrooms, big national stages. Now you got a group of graduating students. What's the message for them today?
Yeah, well, I'm honored to be here. It's such a special group, you know, over 10,000 students graduating in the class at UVU. And what I am particularly excited about and just feel so blessed to be here for is over 3,000 of them are first generation students, which I was as well when I graduated college. And I'm going to talk all about, I started I was a Denny's waitress, and I had a lot of self-doubt, and I also had big dreams, but I didn't know how to believe that, you know, my dreams would happen to someone like me. And I learned a lot of lessons from launching a business in my living room, eventually building it to over 1,000 employees, selling it to L'Oreal for $1.2 billion cash. And it's been quite a journey so far. And what I'm going to share is hopefully some of the lessons that maybe will save them some nights crying themselves to sleep that I've through, and hopefully just, you know, help them believe that, you know, them exactly as their creator made them are fully qualified, fully capable of accomplishing the dreams on their hearts, even if they've had maybe a different type of a journey than everyone else. And I know with the graduating class, the youngest is 16 today and the oldest is 71. So I am so inspired by that and just, so grateful to be here.
There's so many amazing stories there at Utah Valley University, as you mentioned, 16-year-old all the way to a 71-year-old. And I want to get to a couple of the things that you talk about a lot, and you don't give advice, you live advice. I think that's the important thing. And your whole concept of believe it, how to go from underestimated to unstoppable. And one of the things that has jumped out to me in your story, Jamie, is just that willingness as an entrepreneur to just keep going, even when it didn't look so good or feel so good. You spent 3 years, didn't take a penny out of your business. No one but an entrepreneur knows what it's like to pay the employees and then put your own paycheck back in the drawer. But describe that for us.
Yeah, it was a journey of a lot of no's. I think most people who started a business, we think, oh, if I have a great product or a great idea, it's just going to work. And then we learn, like, oh, wow, it's actually a lot harder than we thought. And my journey was really years and years and years of hundreds of no's, trying to get my product into stores and just from potential investors to retailers, just no after no after no after no. And, you know, one of the things that I plan to share with the graduates today is, you know, a lot of us are tempted to give up after one no or five no's or 20 no's, or we start to let other people's no's kind of like turn into doubt in our own head, or doubt about our idea, or doubt about our dreams. And what I learned to do when I look back and go, how did I make it through all of that and keep going and not give up? And one of the things that I really learned to do was, like, every time I would get still and pray and ask God, like, okay, why do I feel like I'm supposed to do this, but everyone is saying no? Like, all of these people I'm so tempted to put on pedestals, but I have so much respect for. Experts are saying that they don't think what I'm doing is going to work. And every time I would get still and I would pray about it, I would get this knowing, like this knowing that said I'm supposed to keep going. And I think learning to trust that knowing inside of you, whether, you know, for you, it comes from God or, you know, I know some people have different beliefs. For me, it's definitely my faith, but trusting that knowing inside of you over all the no's that might be happening around you, I think can be the single biggest difference in, you know, stepping into the calling on your life versus, you know, doubting yourself out of your own destiny.
That's so powerful. And I think it's such an important one that, we always say every no means there's got to be a better yes somewhere else. And keeping that perspective, describe for us just a little bit. I think part of that journey for the graduates is the ups and downs. You know, it's when things are going great, everything's great, and then it's not. And how do you ride those waves of the good times and the bad times and sustain yourself, sustain that momentum over time? I think that's the test of any individual or any organization.
Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, why people give up or they quit is they haven't, you know, they're doing something that sounds good, but they haven't, you know, or maybe it pays a lot of money, or maybe someone said they should do it, or, you know, whatever. But have they really asked themselves, you know, why I want to do this? What's my why for really doing this and really getting still and turning inward? We're in such a world right now where everything is outward, you know, everyone's posting social media selfies and everything's about, you know, external approval. And I think it's so important on that journey because no matter what, I don't know a single person, no matter if they're, you know, a world changing thought leader, someone who's moved humanity forward, I don't know a single person who's not gone through ups and downs and failures and setbacks. And I think the most important thing is, you know, one of the most important is when we really know why we're doing what we're doing. Because a lot of people, you know, they have a goal or a dream. It could be personal. It could be a fitness goal. It could be a goal in their career. It could be the business that they're launching or the profession they want to go in. And really thinking, like, what is your why, your deep why for wanting to do what you do? And a lot of times people haven't kind of thought that through. And so when times get tough, I mean, for me, when I launched my company, I knew, you know, I had this mission, not just to create great products, but I really wanted to shift the definition in the whole beauty industry to be a lot more inclusive, to have women of all ages and shapes and sizes and skin tones. And because my life growing up, I always kind of saw those photoshopped images of beauty, and they always made me feel like I wasn't enough. And so I kind of had this God-sized dream to shift the whole definition of beauty and the whole beauty industry, like for every little girl who is about to start seeing those ads and start doubting herself, and every grown woman who still does. And that why was really deep for me. My why wasn't just, oh, I want to make great products because they'll work and help people, although I certainly wanted to do that. But going deeper, I'm like, why do I really want this thing? Because then it's sort of this tool that you lean on when times get tough. When it's something, and I have found when it's a why that's bigger than yourself, it's so much more powerful to just have that. And it becomes a North Star in a way on your journey. And we can do that for every part of our life, even goals or, you know, relationship goals or the goal to end a relationship, the goal to end an unhealthy friendship, having a real why that you can lean on is just such a great tool.
So I love that.
So
good and so powerful, and the perfect ending, I think, for a lot of those students down at Utah Valley University. The commencement ceremony will celebrate the transformative power of education. Over 10,000 graduates, 3,400 plus that are first-generation students. And Jamie Kern-Lima, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to hearing your message to those students tonight at Utah Valley University.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you for having me. Everyone can join the party. They can watch it live stream. They could join us. And we're really, really, really excited. So thank you so much.
All right. Awesome. Jamie Kern-Lima, another commencement speaker tonight at Utah Valley University. More Inside Sources coming up next.